On SUNY Distinguished Academy Week, we all have traumatic memories we wish we could erase. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Todd C. Sachter, Distinguished Professor of Physiology and Pharmacology at SUNY Downstate Medical Center, examines our memories to determine how to do so.
In this time of troubles, there are many memories we would like to forget. To root out a traumatic memory completely, we have to understand the biological basis of memory itself. Over several decades, neuroscientists have learned much about how long-term memories are initially formed. When an experience is to be remembered, groups of nerve cells, maybe a few thousand, start to fire simultaneously. Nerve cells are connected by synapses, and when the connected cells fire at the same time, the synapses between them become persistently strengthened, forming a network of cells. When a memory is in storage, the cells don't fire, but the strengthened connections between them persist. Until recently, almost nothing was known about this persistent synaptic strengthening process. But over the last few years, our laboratory has spearheaded the discovery of a unique, persistently active molecule, an enzyme termed PKM-zeta, that is formed during learning and maintains the strength of the synaptic connections. Remarkably, in experimental animals, inhibiting PKM-zeta with drugs erases prior long-term memories without otherwise damaging the brain, or, once the drug is washed out, preventing new memories from forming. But because PKM-zeta is a general mechanism for memory storage, inhibiting the enzyme results in an amnesia for most, if not all, long-term memories. Currently, we and other labs around the world are taking advantage of our growing knowledge about how this fundamental memory mechanism works to disrupt the specific PKM-zeta molecules that maintain traumatic memories.
That was Todd C. Sachter of SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.